Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. Once a month, we have on our favorite team, which is Brigitte, Mike, and me, doing the Saint Germain Radio Show. We're on once a month. We actually moved the dates around because a number of us have been traveling for the last couple weeks. So we're really excited to be on the air in this time slot. As you know, this is not our normal time slot. We're usually on the second, either the first or the second Tuesday of the month. So, you know, just go to our website if you want to keep up with what shows and when they're playing and all that, and you can go to spiritualconnectionsradio.com to find out more about that. This evening we'll have Brigitte, who will be channeling for us, Saint Germain, or as we always wonder who else might show up. She channels all different types of beings. To find out more about her classes or to get private sessions from her, which she actually does over the phone, so she can do that with you anywhere in the world, you can go to her website, which is lightbridge101.com. Playing the music this evening, and one of our co-hosts on the show is our team member, Mike, and he is going to be channeling music, and you can find out more about his music. He plays a lot of the events that Brigitte does out of her center in what I call New Jersey/Pennsylvania at the Lightbridge Center, and he'll be actually playing some channel music on the show this evening, which is very relaxing and kind of expands you and does all kinds of great things. So you can actually get a number of his CDs directly off of his website. I pretty much own all of them, and I highly recommend that you check them out. He's also available to do music sessions through Skype remotely. And if you ever want to have custom music created for you with a MP3 that'll be sent to you, make sure to check out his services. Just an incredible person to work with, and you can find out more about him and his services at his website at Mike, and the last name is S-N-Y-D-E-R, and of course that would be cc.com for the website. Now, if you miss any of these websites, you can get them off of our radio website. We have the links up there. My name's Mark Rawson. I will be doing Diksha, which is a blessing that will be going out to all of you or anybody who listens to the replay of the show this evening. And I think you'll really enjoy that. It'll actually be done during the music piece. To find out more about the services that I do, you can go to my website, which is Mark A. Rawson, R-E-W-S-O-N.com. And with that, Brigitte and Mike.
Hey, thank you so much for your great introduction, Mark. And as usual, it is great and an honor to be with the two of you on this radio show, as it is the three of us who are really making it happen tonight as channels and instruments of the hierarchy of light. We all do it in our individual, unique way. Mike is doing it through his music. As Mark already said, Mark is doing it through the Diksha, where he's aligning himself with the divine to bring through a healing blessing to every single one who listens to it tonight or listens to the recording. It's very empowering, and you will feel it. It will help you focus more on your divine essence and can bring all kinds of miracles out for you if you allow yourself to receive. And then I will be the voice of the masters, usually starting with Saint Germain, who's very much needed in these times of transformation. I've been working with Saint Germain now for I think it's at least 10 years. It must be like probably all my life, because as a little girl, I remember connecting to my imaginary friends. Early then, I didn't know it was Saint Germain I was connecting to. But he very much focuses on this time of transformation. And 2015 certainly has had already a huge impact on us. And that's why we welcome you to a radio show that is very much supervised by the Hierarchy of Light, by those masters who walked the path of ascension before us, who've been embodied, who know about the trials and errors, and who are now from the higher realm assisting and supporting us to do the same. Big names are, of course, Buddha, Jesus, and Muhammad, and there are many, many ascended masters who are helping us to get through the changes and shifts that are occurring at this time. And so it's kind of funny. I always start off saying, oh, my God, what an auspicious time. I think since the radio show started, pretty much every time I can say this, and it seems to continue. But as a fact, we've just gone through a major, major shift. And if every cell in your body is still shaking and you feel like your whole world is shaking and there's kind of an inner and outer earthquake going on, it's really not a surprise. Because, as many of you know, Friday, March 20th, was the equinox, and we also had a full solar eclipse that was seen in certain areas on Earth, and it was a new moon. And usually, you know, all these three things falling on one day, that's rather rare. And in addition to that, we actually had very unique alignment. If any of you watched the first Laura Croft movie, you might remember the planetary alignment, and she has to then save the world because all the planets line up in a certain way. Well, we had that kind of December 21st, 2012, when the Earth, the heart of the Earth, lined up with the heart of the Sun and the heart of this galaxy. But we also had a very unique planetary alignment on Friday, where Earth, the Moon, the Sun were in one line with Mars and Uranus. And if you know a little bit about those planets, like Mars very much is about the strength and courage to let go of anything that no longer serves you. Sometimes Mars will do that in a very severe way. That's why it's connected to warlike conditions. But it doesn't have to be warlike conditions. It's really about releasing and letting go of any outdated things in your life. Can be belief systems, can be in relationships, can be anything. And Uranus is very much like the father in many ways. He's seen as the father of the planet and represents very, very ancient belief systems, but also brings in new belief systems, divine belief systems. It's all about the higher mind. So in these days now, it is all about releasing anything that is in our mind, that our belief systems, that are ways that we are seeing our life, ourselves, our connection to the divine, our relationships. All of this is being churned up for you to look at again and again. And as no running away from that, because, hey, we've all said we want to be at this time on Earth when so much is happening, so many shifts are happening, and we're entering a new age, you know, in so many ways. We're entering the age of Aquarius. We enter new life cycles, new Earth cycles, all these new beginnings. And so we've said we're really willing to put ourselves out there and assist in this ascension process. So that's why you might be shaking your boot. That's why there's so much coming up for not everybody. Some already have gone through it, and they are hoarding the space for everybody else to move along. And so not everybody is experiencing it. So for those of you who are not experiencing the intensity of these rather emotional times, congratulations. Either that or be strong, because we need to hold the space for all of us. But for some of us, we can really feel that water element, the emotions, the waves hitting us. There's that concept that really always has helped me and that the masters always remind me of, the concept of allowing yourself to float. Allowing yourself to float along instead of fighting and struggling and trying to get somewhere, just to not react, to just be in the moment, to just have trust and faith that there's a greater plan and you're part of it and that you're going to be moved where you need to be without struggle, without effort, and that there's nothing to be afraid of. But it also asks you for a certain level of honesty, because in this honesty you will find what really creates that fear, that anger, that sorrow, that pain. And as you become aware of it, you're really asked to make a new choice, to change something in your life that really simply has outlived itself. So even so, you're asked to relax and to allow yourself to move to certain, to automatically or effortlessly to wherever you need to be, you also need to make choices. Choices don't always mean that you have to move into action, but choices are choices nonetheless. It's a commitment. It's the desire to not let yourself get in a spring, such a symbol for new growth, and to really push through that dirt that's still in your life to say, I want to see more light. I want to blossom. I want to expand. I want to be more of who I can be. And so to not just give up, but to trust that this is your purpose. So again, these are very momentous times, and we are really excited to be there with you, to support you and to help you. And I know, poor Mike, that's why I'm saying it slowly. Mike, get prepared to speak, because he has to switch things around. But I really would like for Mike to talk a little bit about the power of music. You know, usually he just plays and he doesn't really talk much about it, but music is such a universal language of healing. And in these times, I have several CDs that Mike has done for me on a personal note, for me personally, that has helped me through very difficult times and that have enhanced my meditations too. And I know someone who was in an accident, and by listening to his music really was able to accelerate her healing process tremendously. So music is such a powerful tool of healing. And what makes Mike so unique is really that he never learned how to play. It's truly all channeled. It just comes through him in whatever form it comes through him, which makes it even so much more fascinating and profound. So Mike, I really would like for everyone to hear, how did it all come about? How did you become this incredible channel that brings through the hierarchy of light through music? How did that happen? How did you find out that that was your ability, and what does it mean to be such a channel?
Well, it really started in my childhood. When I was young, I always had some kind of electric keyboard that I would, you know, mess around with, and as I would bug my mom and sister, you know, when Christmas would come up, I'd always go in the stores and play a bigger piano than the one I had, and they'd buy me that, and then I'd be ready for another bigger one. And then when I got older, the piano just kept getting bigger and bigger. So now the one I have now, if it was any bigger, I'd have trouble carrying it around to my events. So so it just kind of started out like that. But it's funny you mentioned this, because I was just reminiscing with my mom about this the other day, that, you know, when I was maybe fourth or fifth grade, you know, I tried taking my first piano lesson, and I remember sitting there taking the lesson, and I just, by the time I was done, I was just like, this guy's crazy. There's no way I'm doing this. You know, I just didn't follow with the way his structure was. And then I would just go, my mom worked in a church at that time, so I'd go off into another part of the church and play their piano and just horse around and play whatever came to me. But over time, as I grew more accustomed to playing the electric pianos, I started to learn I started to feel the energy that was in the tones. And what I started to find out for myself is that when I'd come home from a long day and I would get on the piano and use the different tones and stuff, they would start to relax me. They would start to help me meditate. They would help me start to almost feel like an altered state of consciousness, that I would just feel this bliss from playing. If you fast forward about, it's almost 10 years ago now that I met you, Brigitte, and, you know, some of my other friends at a store called the New Age Shop in Pennsylvania. And when I first shared with you and some of the other people about what I did, you encouraged me to play in front of other people, because from that point on, you know, up until that point, I would never play in front of anybody because I felt it to be such a personal thing, and I didn't think anybody else would like it because it wasn't, you know, I couldn't sit down and play the Beatles or anything. It was just my thing, you know what I mean? But to get to the second part of your question, as an example, tonight when we go into the meditation, or actually when I start to play the music, what you'll notice is usually it starts out kind of quiet, and we start out usually with the piano sound, and that's the process of trying to clear your mind and let you open yourself up to start bringing in the energies. And as I go through the piece of music that I play, which is usually 10 or 15 minutes long, you'll hear slower and slower and more high vibrational tones that I'll play as we go through the opening piece. And you'll just feel yourself start to get lighter, and you'll feel the vibration starting to run through your body. And at that point, when I stop playing and Brigitte starts channeling Saint Germain, we feel that we've accomplished what we needed to get your mind completely clear into that space where you can really process the higher frequency information that is going to be channeled. So that's a little bit in a nutshell. I hope that answers what you were looking for there, Brigitte.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, and the reason why I wanted you to tell this is because you also had doubts and dark nights of the souls and thought, oh, my God, you know, who am I to do this and can I do this, right? I mean, we all have had that, right? Yeah, and so, you know, you don't start with a radio show. You go through purging and transformation and shifts and changes, and that's, I want to bring it over to you, Mark, too. The same for you, Mark. I mean, obviously, you didn't start with being a healer, and Mark is an amazing healer and therapist. But, you know, you go through a process of facing your fear over and over again, sometimes not even knowing where the next day is going to take you and bring you. And then you end up just like a diamond in the fire to transform and change and shift and get moved around until you can offer deekshas on a radio show. Mark, isn't that right? I mean, you also have faced tremendous amount of challenges and fears and separation stuff in your life, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, when you talk about, they talk about the five major events that an individual can go through that are probably the hardest things that a person could deal with, such as, you know, the death of a member, you know, having a death in your family, losing your job, having to move away from your children, and you know, all the different aspects or challenges you could have in life. You know, they call that journey, I think, when you have a whole bunch of those at once, kind of the dark night of the soul. And I've kind of coined it the dark year of the soul, or 2 years, because, you know, it just constantly just kept on unfolding for me. And it was, you know, three or four major things at once, you know, losing my job, having to move, you know, not having a home for a while, and all those experiences at once. And just noticing that so much of your life can change so quickly that you almost lose your identity of not even knowing who you are anymore.
Right.
And just kind of grasping at that that place of just trying to figure out what your identity is and who you are, because I think for a lot of us that live in the 3D world, you know, so much of our life is defined by the role models or what we would call the personalities that come into play. You know, I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm, you know, a brother, and I'm a son, and all these different aspects. And when so much of that changes and you're not even sure who you are anymore, it does kind of throw you for a loop. So, yes, lots of different challenges. And, you know, I remember asking Saint Germain about it one day and saying, well, you know, what's going on with this? And Saint Germain said, well, you know, you did ask for accelerated growth. we gave you exactly what you wanted. So, you know, you have to be very careful about what intentions you set in your life, because as much as sometimes that stuff can be delayed, you know, things generally show up and you'd be amazed at what you can actually take on as a life challenge.
Right. And again, this is such a perfect example, and I really want to bring this out. We also have the tendency to admire certain spiritual leaders and certain people who seem to have it all and figured it out. But then you come right down to it, we all have to go through this process. And it's not done. It's a continued death and rebirth, continued facing fears, releasing them. And by doing so, we are treading a path so that others can follow it too. And eventually you come to a place where when certain things happen, because you remember the process of transformation, you don't react the way you used to react. Right, Mark? I'm sure it's the same for you. It's becoming certain things you see, you know, this too shall pass, right?
Well, you know, I think one of the biggest things that I've realized over the 2 years of the journey is that, first of all, that pretty much every prayer that you create is answered. I think the second thing that I've noticed on the journey is that, you know, you kind of lose attachment, or, you know, you lose your attachment to a lot of things. I mean, in the past, I had a lot of big control issues. Things had to be a certain way. And I think what you realize as you're on this journey is being able to let go of a lot of that and just kind of take life as it comes. And really just that constant, I don't want to say battle, but or challenge, but just that constant idea to really just bring yourself to the present. Because when you're in the present moment, you know, just like Eckhart Tolle would say with the power of now, you know, the question would be, in this moment, what problems do you have? And the answer is none. You have to really go into the past, or you have to go into the future to really experience a problem. So
beautiful, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, that's amazing. And see, so we are all in this together. We are all going through ups and downs. And so now we are going to switch to the healing part, where Mark is going to bring through this beautiful Diksha during the time that Mike is playing his music for you. And just be aware, because sometimes the energy goes really high, and sadly, being on the radio, being on the phone, it sometimes distorts the sound a little bit, but you will still receive the healing energy. So don't, you know, don't get annoyed or frustrated. Just know that that's part of the higher frequencies, and when there's some static sometimes in the line, so don't feel like there's something wrong with your phone, or get frustrated or throw it on the wall or try to calling in again or whatever you do. It's really the energy. The more energy there is, the more static there can be. So just relax, allow yourself to receive. The Diksha is still taking place, the music is still doing its healing work. So just trust in the process. So afterwards, St. Germain will come through me to all of you. And then at some point, probably around 9:15, if there's time, then you can call in and you can ask St. Germain questions. Can you just say the phone number already one time?
Yeah, sounds good. To call in and ask questions of Brigida, she's channeling the Ascended Master later on the show, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Awesome. So I'm going to hand it over now to Mike and Mark, the double M's, and I'm going to hold the space, of course, too, and just allow yourself to just receive and to be open, connect with your spirit guides, open your heart, and just really know that this is about you, your healing, and the hierarchy of light wanting to support you. All right.
Thank you.
Greetings. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of great transformation. And I'm pretty sure that some of you are a little bit tired of hearing the word transformation, because there's so much happening in every one of your lives. And as Mark so beautifully said, it is about being in the moment. It is about letting go of control, letting go of attachments. But most importantly, it is about trust and faith in something greater than you, in your divine essence to support you, to guide you, to direct you, and for you to be in holy communion at all times with your spiritual self. And that really is what 2015 is asking you to do, is to be in that holy communion between your divine self and your human self. And some of you would love to go back into the realms of heaven, into the fifth dimension and beyond. Going home is deeply yearned by you within your heart. And yet the idea really is to bring heaven to earth. That's why you're here. That's why you're here as a channel and instrument of the light. And so if you ever wonder what your purpose is to bring heaven to earth. And that is your job in whatever form or way you choose to do it, through smiles, through kind acts, through kind words, in whatever way you choose to do it, that's how it is done. And in this process of transformation that is occurring on Earth right now, it is also about balance. The balance between light and darkness. The balance between love and fear. The merging of opposing forces so that the condition can be reached that allows an alchemical process to take place where one thing can transform and transmute into something else, into something new, into a more expanded form of what it was before. And so there is tremendous power in times such as the equinox, when day and night are equal. And even in the alignment that you experienced at the equinox of the earth, the moon, and the sun being in such an alignment that it covered up, the moon covered up the sun and creating an alignment that deep within you resonated with the alignment of body, soul, and spirit. The earth representing the body, the moon representing the soul, and the sun representing spirit. And so everything that has experienced was reaching out to you, reaching out to the deepest part of your cellular memory, of your DNA, reminding you of the importance of body, soul, and spirit being in alignment. Now, something very natural happens in this process. Didn't happen to all of you, but eventually it will catch up with most of you. It's because there's such a deep acceleration occurring at this time, consciousness expansion, a deepening of your connection to your spiritual self, there's a part of you, you call it your ego or your lower self, that is going to become very afraid, very frantic, very concerned about what it could mean to your physical body to continue to walk this path of alignment and merging. Because in past lives, that meant for you to leave your physical body behind and to ascend to the higher realms. This time, in this lifetime, the whole idea is to bring heaven to you, to earth, into the physical realm, and not leaving your physical body to simply move upwards into the higher realms. And so the biggest challenge for you right now is to not allow yourself to get caught in your lower self that will try to sabotage this process, this all kinds of fears and doubts that are being brought up to warn you and to tell you that such happiness, such bliss, such joy cannot be possibly for you. That job opportunity, that relationship, that vision can't possibly happen. don't get caught in that. Recognize it as what it is and embrace your lower self as love. Embrace your lower self and remind your lower self that it's not going to be left behind. It's not going to die. It's not going to be rejected. It simply is going to be integrated into this process and very much be part of this time around. And you will find that it can come in very innocent ways, blindside you, and before you know it, you're in the midst of a drama that you didn't think you would, that you really thought you would be wise enough not to participate in or not to get caught up in. Don't beat yourself up over it. That will only create even more of a down spiraling. But understand that this is part of the process and that you are part of the human soul and part of the human body. And as such, by you allowing yourself to get put into the drama and then slowly stepping out of it again, slowly finding your way back into the light over and over again, you assist humanity as a whole too. So the key is stabilizing fear at this time. It will intensify. You're all leading up to a lunar eclipse at the Festival of the Christ. The Festival of the Christ very much symbolizes that part, that Christ at part within you, being crucified, being nailed to the cross, just like you sometimes feel nailed to the life on earth, to matter, to the conditioning that you're subjected to the lack of the higher vibration of love that you're so much yearning to experience. So with that coming up for you, after just having gone through a solar eclipse, after just having gone through this beautiful alignment that allowed you to reach even further out to spirit, what you're now preparing for is for Earth to be in between the moon and the sun. So now it is even more about balance. Now you become the focus point, you in your human form, you become the focus point to balance the solar energies, the masculine energies, and the lunar energies, the divine feminine energies. And as you know, for thousands of years, the feminine energy has been very suppressed. And so for you to bring balance to the part that wants to control and wants to have a plan and wants to take charge, to balance it out with a part of you that's intuitive, that asks you to slow down, that asks you to be patient and wait for the opportunity to present itself. There is that inner battle that is going to occur within you. And it is important that in this case you listen a little bit more to your divine self, because by bringing in more of your divine feminine self, I should say, by bringing in more of your divine feminine self, that is how you achieve balance, because it has been for so long forgotten and suppressed. And so it is important in these next few weeks leading up to the next full moon that you very much allow yourself to go into solitude, to go and connect with your intuitive side, to do rituals that call in the divine feminine and embrace that softer side in you that might seem weak, but there's a tremendous strength in not acting immediately, in waiting, allowing the tension to grow without acting for a resolution to take place right in front of you, so your willingness to have trust and faith. It is, as Brigida said, that concept about allowing yourself to float on the currents of emotions instead of struggling or fighting them, but allow yourself to float and to be carried by your divine self safely into the haven of protection. And that protection will come from your divine feminine. You're so used to find that protection from your divine masculine, the guardian, the one that will cut anything off with the sword that's in the way. But in this case, the safe haven is the nurturing womb of the divine feminine. It's that place of inner connection to the heart of Gaia and to the heart of the universal mother energy to nurture you, to allow you, when you feel you're being pushed on the cross and you feel the weight of matter, the weight of the third dimension on your shoulders, that at that moment you don't get harsh or hard on yourself or hard on your life or hard on the relationship, but you stop and you surrender and you allow and you accept. And in this acceptance, something magical is going to take place. And all the heaviness, those nails are going to fall out, and all that heaviness, that cross, will fall off, and you will be able to step away from that weight that you've carried for so long. And there will be an ease and a joy and a bliss within your heart as you dance into the next full moon, which is the Vesak Festival, which allows you to receive a new light to enter every part of your body to be an expression of a new divine light. And that is what it's really all about consistently. It's for you to release what no longer serves you, to release, 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 to make room for a new light to enter and to shift and change not only you, but your surrounding, therefore creating waves of transformation that will affect others and that eventually will allow the whole world to change and to ascend into a place of love and peace and harmony. Yes, there will be those who will choose not to participate, but they will find a different place to experience life in. You will find a place in the fifth dimension of peace, love, and harmony to live your life in and to move on from there. So, that being said, I will take you on a little journey. And because our next radio show will be after the full moon, I would like to use this journey to prepare you a little bit for being wedged in between a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse and what it means to you. What it means to you, the feeling of it, of what you can expect energy-wise, how it will feel different. And again, the key for you here is that allowance, that not acting on the drama, forgiving yourself if you got caught in the drama, forgiving your human self for being human, but understanding also that this is not a time to necessarily act, but a time to continuously reach up to your spiritual self, but not to do that to escape your human life, to escape the experience of your physicality. That's what some of you do. But instead, to reach up and to bring it down, bring it into your body, bring it into the earth, bring it into your surrounding, and send it out in waves. That is the idea of body, soul, and spirit being in perfect alignment. And that is the idea also of the earth, your body, being in the middle of the earth, in the middle of the moon and the sun. And by being in the middle of the moon and the sun, really feeling the tension and yet the beauty of bringing balance between your masculine and feminine side. There is beauty in that. There is a dance in that. If you learn to playfully dance that dance, it will allow you a wonderful experience ahead in the next few weeks. If you try to control this experience, it can become extremely painful and uncomfortable. That being said, I invite you now to take a few deep breaths. And with every out breath, slow your system down. Slow yourself down. Release any tension, any worries, anything through the breath. And the key is through the out breath to let it out. The in-breath allows you to expand. The out-breath allows you to release, to let go. And allows you by doing so to go deeper within yourself. So slow down your breathing a little bit and allow yourself to go deeper within your own inner self. And I want you to envision yourself being a little child, an embryo even, within the womb of Gaia, within the earth, feeling that love and protection of the earth around you, feeling that nurturing energy from Gaia and her gratitude. Your heartbeat and the heartbeat of Gaia is one right now. And all the different aspects of Earth, the minerals, the lava, the fires within, the caves, the rivers, the oceans, the mountains, you can feel it all. The trees holding a certain vibration of strength and wisdom, the animal kingdom, and even the other humans. You can feel them. Some being in war, out of fear, out of confusion, and from the depths of the heart of Gaia, you can understand that none of them who do cruel acts really look at the world the way you look at the world. They're very looking at the world in a very distorted way, because of their upbringing, because of their education, because of what has been brought into them, into their DNA. And so feel yourself being that embryo within the earth. But also, as you are the embryo, recognize that as you feel yourself within the earth and as you shift from embryo into really expanding into the consciousness of the earth, that you're also now within the center of the earth, you're the roots. You're the roots of humanity. The heart of the earth is the roots of humanity, and you can feel that. You can feel being the roots of humanity, the roots of the mountains, the roots of everything that's on the surface of the earth. You're at the core, you're at the heart, you are the Alpha and the Omega within the earth too. And that's where you find that divine light, that God energy, that creator energy, that energy of the great spirit of all that is also is in the heart of Gaia, just like it is in your heart. Because Alpha and Omega is within and outside of yourself, always. It is also within the earth and within everything. And so as you feel this connection to the divine essence within Gaia, within the earth, ask it to feel the love that's in there. Feel it. Feel that love. And let that love remind you why you said to come here, why you've agreed to come here at this time. Because there's a brilliance and a beauty and a color and a tone and a voice to this inner beauty, to the heart, the roots. And these roots, they connect you to the roots of your own lineage. And every single one of you has a unique lineage. For some, the lineage is with Buddha. For some, it is with the Christ. For some, it is with the Mahachohan, Nat Kumara. wisdom. The great Manu. You all have a unique lineage. And of course, the lineage always goes back to Source, Creator, all that is. You all broke out of all that is for a unique individual purpose. And this purpose you can own. You can allow yourself to be an individual among the vastness of all that is. It's okay. It's not selfish. It's not ego. It simply is that you allow yourself to be who you're meant to be. And so I want you to feel that, that every single human brings a strand of uniqueness into the center of the earth, into the roots, all of it. See that uniqueness in whatever form it presents itself. And you too, you have that too. And so now we are going to call in the energies that were present at the equinox. We're calling in the alignment of Earth, Moon, and the Sun. And I want you to feel as the Moon moves in between the Sun and the Earth, what does that feel to you? What can you feel from this unique alignment that breaks down barriers and truly allows you to not only feel your roots, but to also feel your crown in heaven? To feel yourself connected to Gaia, but to also feel the connection reaching far out into heaven, reaching home to that expanded place that is yours to own. You're the bridge. You're the tree of wisdom. Your roots are in the earth. Your crown is in heaven. And there is the soul, there is the Moon as the intermediary. That is a very important part. The Moon represents the passive, the feminine energies, the intuitive psychic energies. So we want to feel that part in you, how it creates a portal, an opening for you so that you can more effortlessly connect with your divine spiritual self. Feel that. What does it mean to you? What does the Moon represent to you when you consider that the soul allows for the divine feminine to gain her strength back within you? The part that doesn't need to know, that doesn't need to have a plan, the part that doesn't have to prove that one is worthy to even be able to do what one is doing or to be alive. You feel what that feels like. Not have to prove to anybody anything. Not to have to do anything. To just be in that alignment. Be open. And to listen with your inner ears to the message of spirit. In this alignment, great transformation can take place. Miracles can happen in this alignment. disalignment. This is what 2015 is all about. And whatever stops and hinders that alignment, we continuously present it to you for you to make a different choice. So now we are going to bring into this alignment also the influence of Mars, but most importantly, the influence of Uranus. Uranus bringing down higher frequencies of new thought patterns, new belief systems, new ways of doing something, or the way to see your world, the way to see everything, or not to see it. And feel now how some of the belief systems that have held you limited or in a place of fear are being resolved. So the power of Mars's influence breaking down old structures, being dissolved, being released. And through this alignment, you can receive unique atonement to the divine mind of this universe to touch you. For the cosmic Christ to touch you deep. So the power of love that you've not allowed yourself to fear. Because it reminds you too much of home, and it makes you homesick. And yet, one of your divine purposes here on earth is to bring that exact love, that love that you remember from home, to earth. And by cutting yourself off from that love, you're actually hindering the fulfillment of your divine purpose here on earth. It's time that you open yourself up for that what is rightfully yours to experience on earth. That love that can do anything, that can heal anything, and that knows no boundaries. It doesn't know no. It only knows yes. So feel that infusion of love. Coming far beyond the solar system, from far beyond this galaxy, downwards to you, to break down anything that no longer serves you. You don't help anyone by keeping yourself small within your mind eye. Have the ability to do anything, and yet what you're asked for here is not to do everything or anything, but to be anything and everything. To just take a moment to just feel yourself expand through this, expand your consciousness beyond the earth, beyond the moon, beyond the sun, beyond the galaxy, moving your consciousness into full alignment with universal consciousness. Feel that universal consciousness, the love, the vastness. And even within the vestures of universal consciousness, you see life and death, beginnings and endings. It is part of the evolutionary process. There's no judgment. It's only the acknowledgement that as one door closes, another one opens, and that it needs to be like that. It needs to be a time of introversion that then is replaced by a time of extroversion. It is the natural flow of awe. And so when you notice that in your own life, don't judge it too harshly, because it's a necessary process. And to attach yourself too much to something guarantees that there's a painful loss that will come. Now, that does not mean that you can't enjoy the experience of love, true love in a relationship. But if that love becomes too possessive and you want ownership and control, then that love will die. But if you allow that love to be free and blossom, and to become what it needs to be, then it can be eternal in its nature. So now I ask you to bring your consciousness slowly back, all the way back, to being one with the earth again. And now we are going to change the alignment around. We are preparing you now for the upcoming full moon. And we want you to feel what it's like for Earth to feel that tension, and it is a form of tension, when it moves between the magnetic area of the sun and the moon, when it moves in between the sun and the moon, and therefore creating a lunar eclipse. What does that feel like? Feel the movement, feel yourself being in the middle of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. Or along, but what it also symbolizes is allowing your body to be the focal point, the focus, your human self being the focus as it is in the middle of the influence of your soul and your spiritual self. What does that feel like for you? What is coming up for you in form of feelings, thoughts? Can you feel that tension? Can you feel that pull? It is similar to putting two magnets together, and instead of letting them connect, to turn one around and them expelling each other. It is similar to that. Because it's not the natural alignment. Before, you were in the natural alignment. Here, you're pushing yourself in between something to experience the dual forces. So by experiencing the dual forces, it allows you to more deeply understand what each force stands for, so that you can bring balance to them as you once again move out of the way. So there's great lessons in the next few weeks to come in this process, preparing you for that moment of really feeling whether in your life you've managed to bring balance between your masculine or feminine side, or whether you realize through this process how much you still need to do to move into a place of balance so that the tension no longer exists, because then there is no tension, there is no discomfort. The discomfort only comes when there's a battle of one trying to be stronger than the other, creating more of a pull than the other. But if there's balance, then there is no longer the pull, there is just a place of harmony. And that is continuously your mission in your life, is to bring balance, to bring harmony, to create that equal arm cross, this you at its center, with your heart at its center, as above, so below, as within, so outside of yourself, balancing heaven and earth, balancing the masculine and the feminine. Those are the keys of ascension and mastership. And as much as you sometimes wonder how much further the path for you is to become yourself an ascended master, now that all of this is for you to remember the ascended master that you already are. Because we always envision you as the ascended masters that you already are. It is you who have forgotten that. But we will work diligently to continuously remind you of who you are. So now that you've experienced that, you understand now, and you will understand some of the tension that will be created in the next few weeks, a tension that teaches you about where you've allowed yourself to go too strongly into one or the other direction. As you find that inner balance, you will find that it is smooth sailing through the next full moon. If you don't find that balance, it can be a bit of a rocky road, but it doesn't have to be. Remember, you can always call on us for help and support. You're not alone in this. And we are here to support you, and by giving you tips and guidance as to how to approach the next few weeks, it'll be easier for you. So the idea is, ask yourself which side is stronger, the masculine side or the feminine side, and then be aware that what is presenting itself to you in your life is asking you to make a choice. Which side needs to step in? Which side will resolve the issue at hand? And I promise you, 99% of the time, it will be the side that asks you for your intuitive side, to slow down, to go within, to wait for the right moment, to allow things to unfold instead of becoming panicky and starting to act before it's time to act, starting to want to control something that cannot really be controlled. So take another few deep breaths and then allow yourself to come back slowly with your consciousness, shift it from within the earth, up your feet, back into your body. And as you get back into your body, feel your feet connected in the roots, your unique lineage, your unique vibration. Feel it going down to the heart of the earth. Feel yourself anchored there and held and loved and nurtured. Take another few deep breaths. Settle yourself in your body. And always remember, as you experience the world outside of yourself, there's also the mirror images in yourself. So there is that masculine and feminine side within you. There is that sun and moon within you as energies, as essences, that you can connect with within just as much as outside of yourself. Another deep breath. Let that last breath fully be in your body. Feel your toes, feel your hands moving, feel yourself back in your body. And for all of you to come back even more so, Mike, can you play for a few minutes and allow everybody to settle into their body even further? And then I will take calls. So if you feel already settled in your body, you certainly can already start calling in if you have questions. Otherwise, just allow for the music to play. And I very much understand that if there are no questions, that is quite all right, too. Go ahead, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Mark, is there anybody calling in?
Yes. All right, Jackie, you're on with St. Germain.
Yes, hi. Greetings, my dear. How can I assist you?
I wanted to know how can I, approach the next 2 weeks and probably even further down the, this year, how would I say, you know, to better myself and the spiritual aspect, as you're mentioning.
First of all, don't be so hard on yourself. You're doing already quite well, and you're pushing yourself sometimes beyond the limits. Pace yourself and know that everything is in due time. Understand that through your deep connection to us, you have a certain, so we lovingly say, a certain level of expectation towards yourself to be a certain way. Sometimes simply allow yourself to celebrate your humanness, to be human, to enjoy being a physical being of love and light, and to not judge some of your human choices the way that you feel that you failed, or you feel like you have not been good enough, or you should have known better, or you should have seen certain things earlier. So in this process of transformation, of ascension, of reaching into the higher realms, there is, as I described before, an ebb and flow. And this ebb and flow, this death and rebirth, presents itself in many different ways. Sometimes there's a time of action, sometimes there's a time of non-action. Sometimes there's a time of being very aligned and very spiritual and doing the work of your divine self. Sometimes it is simply to allow yourself to be a human, to just celebrate that humanness, as I said before. And so for the most important part in finding ways to get through this year as effortless and as painless as possible is to find balance. And that balance between spirit and matter. It is not just reaching out to spirit and not really wanting to have anything to do with matter. Now, I'm not saying that's what you're doing, but there are times where you're pushing yourself to an extent that makes it more uncomfortable for you to be in human form, and that is not necessary. The only one who judges yourself is you. We do not judge.
Thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you, my dear.
Thank you.
Okay. Helena, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hi, Saint Germain. Hi, Brigida.
Greetings, my dear. I'm so glad that you're calling in. How are you?
Interesting. I guess I wanted a message, but there's things I want to share and ask. I'll try to be brief. From my session with Brigida, I learned how to, you know, go and visit Archangel Metatron and then go up to the Archangelic Realm. And it's just been interesting. When I go visit Archangel Metatron, it used to be to an altar, which was not in a temple. It was outdoors. It was on Mother Earth. But now it ended up being on a mountaintop. And now it's sort of like I'm flying when I visit Archangel Metatron. I just wanted to share that, how it evolved just about in the last 2 weeks or so. And the other thing is I'm on, oh gosh, a really big change. I'm not 100% there, sort of like 90% on moving places. And, you know, this apartment that's chock-a-block full of clutter and going into a tiny, tiny shared place. And, gosh, I guess I just wanted some info on that. And then I have some personal questions, but I'll book a reading for that. But,
the important part that you need to realize is, and again, this is going back to what I said before. Mm-hmm. There are times where you expand and times where you might fear that you're physically narrowing down, but that is not really so. What you're going through in your life right now is a form of detachment, and which, because of the detachment, because of a lot of what you have to let go of in your physical life, you actually, through that, can experience a vaster form of your own divine self. And so you are flying. You are releasing all of these things that have held you too deeply rooted in matter, so to speak. And so
So allow this to go so that something new and more suited for you can come in. And that includes relationships too. As painful and as uncomfortable as it is for you, it is important for you to find, to come to this point zero, and that's where you're heading towards, this point zero of having released everything. And by doing so, by going through the absolute death, so to speak, you finally can allow yourself to rise like a phoenix out of ashes and truly live your divine purpose.
I have to say, though, as far as relationship in the meditation, I did get that that was one of the reasons I incarnated, was to be with this person.
And you are. But for you to be able to be with that person, you need to first be willing to release him.
Mm-hmm.
So that, and that is a process you've been going through. You've been willing to release him if necessary, so that then the relationship can reach a new level of experience.
Yeah. Okay. And when we did the meditation, which was wonderful, and I so enjoyed Mike's talking as well, and everyone's talking, but we did the meditation. The first part felt very comfortable, and I felt the feminine energy of the moon, and the second one felt very uncomfortable.
And that was to be expected, because there is that tension and that struggle, and that is what I wanted everyone to feel. So when it happens in your physical life, you understand what is going on, why this is happening. It is that inner balance for you to find, to recognize what part of you is trying to too strongly step forward in your life and therefore creating that uncomfortable imbalance that creates friction. So I'm glad you experienced it that way.
Mm.
That was the purpose of these two aspects. One, body, soul, and spirit is in alignment and in perfect alignment, perfect harmony. The other one allows you to experience each aspect of your dual nature so that you know which aspect is overlighting or overshadowing the other aspect, suppressing it, and therefore creating an imbalance in your life. So thank you for bringing that up again.
Well, thank you. And, this was amazing.
And you can contact us anytime. Know that.
Bless you. I do. You're wonderful. And I highly recommend anyone get a reading with Brigida. It's wonderful. So this move is a good thing, yeah?
Yes, it will be important for you.
Thank you. Bless you so much.
That is for you. It is.
Thank you.
Fanny, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hello, Saint Germain. I'm so pleased
Greetings.
To be able to speak with you again. First,
my love
I want
to. You always know that.
I also want to extend thanks to Mark and Mike and Brigida, and this is just such an amazing thing that you all do, and I'm so grateful, and I just wanted to give thanks to all of you.
And know that we are grateful for everything you are doing, for the love you're anchoring on Earth, for the light you're spreading on Earth. Know that any of what you're doing is not going unnoticed, and that we are always filled with love and joy when we watch you.
Thank you. I'm calling with I visited you, Brigida, at her center in New Jersey, Lightbridge Center, and I was there for an attunement. Well, not there for an attunement. That evening, I received an attunement from the god and goddess Meru. And before you came, after you came around and you put your hands on me, I was screaming in my head, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy, and I was afraid to accept it. A lot of fear came up. I actually saw a Heliodor crystal in my mind, and I think I relaxed, and I guess I wanted to find out, did I allow myself to receive it or no?
You did receive it, my dear. You did receive it, and it's like a seed that as you overcome more of your fears of not being worthy enough, it is going to unfold and open up further and further. It will be really important for you, though, to connect with that, especially in these next few weeks, with that whole God and Goddess energy that God and Goddess Meru represent. They are representing the archetypal masculine and divine feminine energy. And so it is very important for you to bring that into you with consciousness and with awareness and be in alignment with them, to work with you and through you, to purge a lot of the, shall we say, discomfort that sometimes connects you with your own parents from past lives and even in this lifetime. It is important that you allow yourself to have a different relationship again with that archetypal energy of father, mother, to allow a necessary healing in your heart to take place. Does that make sense?
Yes. So this is from not just this life, from the past lives of...
Correct.
Not feeling worthy of.
Yeah.
How does one go to heal all those from not feeling
most
worthy?
Most importantly, not judging yourself and allowance. Simply allow yourself to sit comfortably. And anyone who is listening can do that. It is very beautiful, very effective. You don't need to necessarily know who God and Goddess Meru are, but understand them as the archetypal energies of the father and the mother, of the masculine and the feminine, of that energy that supports you and nurtures you and allows you to be that divine child without judging it. So often we see in all of you so much trying to be responsible, to be enlightened, to be perfect, to be divine in your essence. And you set your standards up so high that you fall short of them, and then you get sad and doubt yourself and get frustrated. And when you connect to God and Goddess Meru, they allow you to receive nurturing energy to say it's okay not to be there yet, to be still human, to still have certain imperfections. It is okay because it is part of your experience. And so they will teach you and show you that it's safe to just be you. So sit and call on them to descend and to be in alignment with you in your inner sanctuary, and simply ask them to support, nurture, and help you to heal that relationship wound that is still within you that stopped you from feeling worthy of such love.
Mm-hmm. So breathe the love in through my heart and just breathe it back out through my heart.
Yes, and call them in. Call them, ask them to participate in the healing process.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Miriam, you're on with St. Germain.
Hello. I have a quick question. Am I getting close to meeting my business partner so we can get my vision going?
A big part in this process, my dear, is the relationship that you're changing with your own self. And because you have changed your relationship with your own self, the answer is yes, you are getting closer.
Yay.
Most importantly, recognize that it is about you realizing your own potential and power in all of this. In your life, in this lifetime, it has always been for you a learning about taking your power back over and over and over again. And so as you settle more in yourself and as you settle more in recognizing that you're safe to be powerful, you will attract to you that type of business partner that will support that and that will create a success that is worthy of the cause.
Okay, thank you.
Blessings to you, my dear.
Okay, St. Germain, we're all set. Thank you.
Blessings to all of you. Be prepared. These next few weeks can be uncomfortable, but again, be reminded they're only as uncomfortable as you struggle and fight and think that you have to do it alone. Stay in alignment with your divine I Am presence. Allow yourself to observe where there's an imbalance in your life and make choices accordingly. Blessings to all of you. I am Saint Germain, and I will be with you along this path of unfoldment and transformation. And it is so. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for listening to tonight's Saint Germain radio show. It was wonderful to have had you. And for those of you listening to the recording, thank you for listening to the recording. The next one should be the second Tuesday evening in April. It will be after, I think that it will be April 12th or 13th or somewhere around there. And looking forward to having you then. Again, thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mark. It was amazing. Again, this whole Holy Trinity that we are creating. And it sounds to me like we have a heck of a few weeks ahead of us. So blessings to all of you. Mark, anything you want to say? Mike?
No, just want to say goodnight to everybody and thank you for listening to the show.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
All right, good night, everybody.